मैजिक 1200 और रेडियो रिमझिम सुन रहे हैं गप शप का प्रोग्राम है। हमारी घड़ियों में बाद दोपहर के 2:02 हुए हैं। अब से लेकर 3 बजे तक आपका और हमारा साथ रहेगा हमारे आज के इस कार्यक्रम में, जिसमें वो सभी बातें जो आज आपकी नजरों में अटकेंगी, खटकेंगी और दिल में समा जाएंगी, उन सबको लेकर हम हाजिर हैं। ये बताते हुए कि बाहर का मौसम खुशनुमा है, सुबह बरसात थी लेकिन अब धूप निकली हुई है और आज सारा दिन इसी तरह से रहेगा। अलबत्ता कल भी कोई बरसात के मकाम नहीं है, हाँ संडे को शायद थोड़ी बरसात हो और मंडे को भी, और फिर ट्यूसडे शायद मौसम थोड़ा ठीक हो जाए। तो आज के प्रोग्राम में, चूंकि इट्स फ्राइडे, द फर्स्ट फ्राइडे ऑफ द मंथ इज ऑलवेज विद सुनीता सितारा हु इज कॉलिंग अस फ्रॉम ओक्लाहोमा, सो शी इज हियर विद मी। हाउ आर यू डूइंग?
I'm doing great, sister. How are you?
I'm doing fine. So what's the weather like? And I understand you had a huge dump of snow.
Yes, I think I'm being punished for bragging so much about the weather that we've had.
That's right.
Yes, we are in the tundra. I mean, we have not gone above zero since Monday night.
Really? Wow.
Yes.
How much snow?
I had about 4 feet of snow in my driveway.
4 feet?
I cleared myself.
4 feet?
4 feet.
Oh my God.
I know.
So we could only see your head if you were standing in it.
Look who's talking.
Well, I thought I'll just throw that in there.
You got me. Bazinga.
Bazinga. Okay. Now, for our listeners,
yes.
Sunita will do feng shui.
Yes.
So, what would you be able to do for people? I do have a caller on the line, but let's just set the stage for them.
Well, I thought, you know, everybody's crazy about Valentine's Day, right?
Yes.
So I thought we could definitely talk a little bit about love and romance if people have questions about that, but I'll be more than happy to answer any questions.
Well, that's a very good idea. We do have a competition going at the moment about, not a competition, we've got a promo going on, and we have people asking questions and Nimi Auntie answers it, and then
yeah.
We've got a real, a therapist who answers the questions as well. So that one has been quite hilarious. Anyway, so love questions as well, huh?
Yeah, we can definitely answer all kinds of love questions. Yeah, I saw that in the minutes of RJ 1200 that you were doing something on love.
That's
so.
Right. Okay,
yes.
So shall we start?
Yes, let's get going.
Yeah, so people will be able to hear you. You'd be able to hear them too. And all three of us can talk.
Oh, I love it.
Okay, here we go. Line 4, how are you doing? Hi, line 4. Line 4, are you there? Line 4 is supposed to be there, but line 4 isn't talking.
Okay.
So I'll go to line 5. Line 5,
okay.
Are you there?
Yep.
Okay, go ahead, line 5.
Okay, what kind of love question? Family or?
Well, you can ask any question regarding your house, yourself, feng shui-wise, and Sunita will be able to maybe
okay.
Help.
Okay, I can ask about my house.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
When I am at work, I'm very happy and all day going when I contraction toward my house and I don't feel good going there.
Okay.
All so right. What happens when you go home?
Kind of sadness.
Okay.
And not happy everybody in the house.
No one is happy in the house.
Yeah.
That's a very good question. So
I always wonder like what's going on in there.
Okay, let me ask you when you open the front door, is there a mirror that is right opposite the front door?
I have a mirror there on the wall, but I usually don't use that door. I park my car in the garage and go through the laundry.
It doesn't matter. Even if you don't use your front door, so there is a mirror right across from the front door.
Yes.
Take that mirror down.
Okay.
Because what happens is you're not getting enough helpful chi, enough good energy coming into your house, because the chi comes into your house through your front door.
Mm-hmm.
So if there's a mirror, the chi hits the mirror and goes right back out again. So that's why you guys are feeling very probably sad and, unhappy. So that would be my first thing. Do you have green plants in the house or even silk plants?
Okay.
Do you have any silk plants?
No, not really, no. Not there.
Okay. So that's another thing that I would do. Go to the store and find something that you absolutely love and have it in the living room or even in your kitchen. But the very first thing you need to do when you go home today is take that mirror down.
Okay.
Thank you, caller.
Okay, thank you very much.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Line 4, go ahead.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
My question is, like, when I'm standing in front of my front door,
uh-huh.
right side, I have staircases that goes upstairs. I live upstairs.
Okay.
That ends, those staircases ends right in the middle of the home.
Mm.
But do you consider anything?
Yeah, you know, that's not a very good thing to have. The one thing that you can do is hang a chime or, you know, even a windsock or something that looks beautiful to you. You know, as far as Indians are concerned, we always have really beautiful fabric. So that would be something that you could hang, or even hang a crystal right there in the staircase. That will help with the energy, because if you're not feeling comfortable...
On the first floor?
I'm sorry?
Where it, the staircase ends there or where it starts there?
It doesn't matter. You
okay.
can put it above, you know, like above the staircase in the ceiling. That's where I would either hang a chime or find a crystal, and you can hang a crystal there.
Okay.
Okay?
That's
one more question.
Okay.
In the right side, then I have living room
mm-hmm.
and then kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And it has in kitchen, I have attached deck.
Okay.
How about that now? How about deck, like, is it okay there? It is actually northwest side corner.
Yeah. Does the deck stick out further than the rest of your house?
Yes.
Well, what happens is then that means you've got a missing area. So what I would do is cross it off, like square it up, the deck, go to the edge of the deck, and maybe plant a tree over there so that you can square it off. That would be my biggest concern. The deck over there, you know, you can't do anything about the deck now because it's there. But you need to square it up because that's what makes a missing area. You can go to my website, sunitasitara.com, and under consultations, you just go to the feng shui page and you'll have FAQs, and that's where the Bhagwa map is. And you can look at the Bhagwa map and see what area ends up being missing. And if you have questions, you can send me an email.
Thank you, caller.
Thank you.
All right, take care. That was an interesting question from the woman, because that's not her house, okay? She's, I think, renting the house.
She's renting the house, and I think if the deck sticks out so much more,
mm-hmm.
then she's going to end up with a missing area. But whenever you have stairs that are right either across from the front door or really close to the front door,
mm-hmm.
they do cause a problem as far as the chi is concerned.
Now, for people who are listening to the program and want to participate, what sort of questions should they be asking so that it's easier for them as well? And also it makes good radio listening.
Yes, I think that's a great question. I think that if somebody is the very first caller, that was such an excellent question, you know, that she's happy at work.
Right.
But when she goes home, she starts feeling sad. And I just had a very strong feeling that there has to be a mirror right across from her door, because right away that told me that there is something quite not right as far as the chi is concerned. There's lots of questions that people can ask. They can ask, you know, again about romance, how to bring romance into your life. The other thing that your callers need to be aware of is that when they are talking about their floor plan, if they can tell me when they're standing outside their front door and facing their front door where all the different rooms are, you know, when you're on radio, this is... It's not a visual thing. You're
right.
Listening.
Right.
So for describing their floor plan will be a good idea. And questions like what to do for health, what to do for romance, what
right.
to do for finances, that will make a big difference.
Great. Okay. We've got a caller on line 4. We'll, hi, caller. How are you doing?
It's line 4?
Yes, it's line 4.
Okay.
You'll have to turn your radio down so that there is clarity when you're listening to the answer, okay?
Actually, I came to Canada in 2006.
Uh-huh.
And since then, my family faces a major financial loss and a damage to our house. In 2008, our pickup got stolen. In 2009, when we were in India, somebody ran into our house.
Oh, my God.
And in 2010, we had a theft incident. I'm just thinking, what will be the next? It's a fire or what?
So I had a hard time understanding what her question was.
So, and it's not something, you know, $2,000, $3,000. It's almost like $30,000 last year.
She says...
2009, it was almost $10,000 plus.
Okay, she's saying that ever since she's come to Canada...
Mm-hmm.
She's been having problems with the house, something or the other keeps happening.
My family, I won't say it's me, but my family, I had noticed that they always face a financial loss. Like, there's no growth in our, because we all four or five members are earning, but there's no growth in our money, and that's the major thing we are stressed.
Okay. So when you are standing outside your front door and looking at your front door, what is happening in the far left corner of your house?
Oh, I have a school right in front of my home house. And,
No, caller. Listen to her very carefully. She's saying, when you're facing your door and you open your door,
okay,
what is at the far left corner of your house? What is it inside the house?
A closet with mirrors.
It's a closet,
but the closet has a full mirror.
Okay.
So what you've got to figure out is the closet really messy? Because if you're having problems with your finances, something is draining the finances away. Here's another thing that you can do. Keep the toilet lid down all the time. Make sure that your stove is clean. Is your kitchen and stove always clean?
Yes.
Okay. And do you keep the toilet lid down?
Yeah, we always throw all our, the facial tissues or the paper rolls and the laundry stuff in there, and the jackets, the rain jackets.
Okay, so that closet, that's where I would concentrate and see if you can clean out that closet and make sure that there isn't a lot of clutter in there, because it seems like there must be some kind of a drain. Or if you're having something that juts out, maybe you have a missing financial area. That would be my guess. If you're making money and the money isn't staying, somehow or the other, there's something missing. How long have you lived in this house?
It's almost 4 years.
4 years?
Yeah, because I came to Canada in 2006, so...
Okay.
And my family is there for, like, 5 to 6 years.
Okay. So is the far left corner, you said that's where the closet is?
Yes, closet, but it has a full mirror.
Okay.
When you, caller, may I, Sunita, interject? Caller, let me ask you another question. When you enter your house, obviously, if you could draw a map of your house, what is the last room on the left-hand side of your house? What is that? Yeah, last room.
Last room. At the entrance or at the... That's my father-in-law's and mother-in-law's room, and then my brother-in-law's room.
That's
the corner.
Yeah.
And then we have a basement.
Right.
It's already rented.
Right. So the room upstairs where your mother-in-law and father-in-law, is it the last room on the left-hand side?
Yes.
Okay.
And I live downstairs.
Yes.
Closer to that closet.
Okay.
One room there. So I live downstairs, and my brother-in-law and my father-in-law, they are upstairs.
Well, you'll have to clean that closet. Well, thank you very much, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Sunita, we'll take a short break.
Okay.
And when we come back, we've got a caller on line 5. So caller on line 5, don't go anywhere, okay?
Okay.
So stay with me, Sunita. How's it? How's the quality is a little fuzzy, right? But everything else is okay?
Everything else is okay. The last caller was hard to understand. But
yes.
Otherwise, everything's fine.
Good. So stay with me.
Yes.
pay up or we'll sue you.
Are you in debt, personal or business? We can help. Business Solutions and Credit Counseling has helped thousands of clients like you for over a decade.
With proper help and counseling, you can become debt-free.
We can reduce your debt to the maximum and convert balance into easy monthly installments.
Call Mr. Kelsey at 604-951-8984. That's 604-951-8984.
Business Solutions, helping you become debt-free.
अरे रोबोट भैया, खुद को चलाने के लिए बिजली का कम इस्तेमाल करते हो जो आप पूरे घर को लाइट से सजा रखा है? लॉटरी लगी है क्या?
नहीं, ये कमाल है सी आर मार्टिन का, उनके जियो थर्मल सिस्टम के साथ बिजली का बिल कम हुआ। तुम भी लगवाओ, खुश हो जाओ, पैसे बचाओ।
सी आर मार्टिन पूरे लोअर मेनलैंड में एक ही शख्स जो आपके हीटिंग बिल को कम कर सकता है। ये जियो थर्मल सिस्टम को डिजाइन और इंस्टॉल करते हैं।
कॉल नाउ 604-888-7878-888-7878।
सी आर मार्टिन।
क्या मैंने गलत सुना है या मेरी आँखों को धोखा है? तुम्हारा मतलब ये असली है?
ये कॉन्कर्ड पैसिफिक की ईयर ऑफ द रैबिट गिव अवे प्रमोशन है, असली से भी बढ़कर। अगर आप अभी पार्क प्लेस या अप टाउन स्वीट खरीदते हैं तो आप पाएंगे लकी मनी क्रेडिट अप टू 13,888 से भी ज्यादा की सेविंग्स। और इसके साथ साथ अगर आप हमारे स्पेशल बोनस डेज पर खरीदारी करते हैं तो आप पाएंगे $500 गिफ्ट कार्ड और प्योर गोल्ड रैबिट जीतने का सुनहरी मौका। ज्यादा बचत करें और शानदार इनाम जीतें। ये सुनहरी मौका है, तो इंतजार किस बात का? और जानकारी के लिए ऑनलाइन जाइए या 604-899-8800 पे कॉल कीजिए।
खालसा क्रेडिट यूनियन RRSPs अते हो डिपॉजिट से बहुत ज्यादा इंटरेस्ट रेट ऑफर करते हैं। दूसरे इंस्टीट्यूशंस तो डिपॉजिट्स ट्रांसफर करने ते एडिशनल बोनसेस भी पाओ। साडे पास म्यूचुअल फंड अल्टरनेट इंडेक्स लिंक्ड प्रोडक्ट है जिस राही तुसी प्रिंसिपल दी गारंटी दे नाल अनलिमिटेड इंटरेस्ट कमा सकते हो। घट रेट ते RRSP लोन्स लो। सोमवार मार्च 1 RRSP खरीदन दी आखिरी तारीख है। टैक्स फ्री सेविंग्स अकाउंट विच पैसे जमा करवाउन ते हायर इंटरेस्ट रेट पाओ। साडियां पंजो ब्रांचेस फरवरी 28 अते मार्च रात 8 बजे तक खुलियां रहेंगियां। खालसा क्रेडिट यूनियन ते तुहाडे डिपॉजिट्स 100% इंश्योर्ड हन। खालसा क्रेडिट यूनियन कम्युनिटीज ओन बैंक।
घर की प्रॉब्लम, काम काज में प्रॉब्लम, सेहत की प्रॉब्लम, बच्चों की प्रॉब्लम, कोई टू मच प्रॉब्लम यार।
आगे पीछे आजू बाजू प्रॉब्लम ही प्रॉब्लम।
इस प्रॉब्लम ही प्रॉब्लम को नो प्रॉब्लम में बदलने का एक आसान तरीका है। प्रोफेसर अमरजोत को 604-321-0068 पे फोन करें और उनसे अपॉइंटमेंट लें। उनका कहना है कि जिंदगी के हर एक प्रॉब्लम के लिए कई उपाय हो सकते हैं, योगा से लेकर मेडिटेशन तक और लकी स्टोन से लेकर फंग शुई तक। 604-321-0068 पे फोन करें और
डोंट वरी बी हैप्पी।
आरजे 1200 और रेडियो रिमझिम सुन रहे हैं आप। गपशप का प्रोग्राम है और फर्स्ट फ्राइडे ऑफ द मंथ इज बुक्ड फॉर सुनीता सितारा हु इज विद मी टुडे। एंड अगर आपने अपने घर के बारे में या अपनी जिंदगी या प्यार मोहब्बत के बारे में कोई भी सवाल पूछना है, गिव अस अ कॉल एट 604-280-1200 और 604-299-8863। सुनीता, यू आर देयर विद मी?
यस, आई एम स्टिल हियर।
ओके, आई हैव गॉट अ कॉलर ऑन लाइन 4। गो अहेड कॉलर।
हाय सुनीता जी।
हेलो, हाउ आर यू?
गुड, हाउ अबाउट यू?
I'm doing great, except I'm very, very cold right now because we are in a blizzard.
Okay. So, Sunita ji, I have some kind of a strange question.
Okay.
You know, when I'm working, I'm with my friends, colleagues, I'm happy. But okay. As soon as I enter the house, I don't know what happens to me. I get turned off. Everything seems to be, opposing me.
Okay.
And I don't know. I get angry. I lose my temper.
Oh, my goodness. Well, we don't want you to do that. So, like the very first caller, do you have a mirror that's right across the from your front door by any chance?
Right across the front door.
Is there a mirror there?
No.
Okay, that's good. So what else is happening in the house? Is the house dark all the time, or do you have plants in there?
I do have one plant near the entrance door, but I it's not dark because it faces the sun.
Okay, so that's a very good thing. So what are the things? So here's what I want you to do for me. When you enter the front door, what is the first thing that you see, and what are the things that you dislike as soon as you enter your home?
The first thing I see is the stairs and a lot of shoes on the floor.
Okay. My suggestion would be, this is what you need to do when you... Are you calling from work or are you calling from home?
I'm calling from work right now.
Okay. Okay. When you go home today, pretend that you don't live there.
Okay.
And I want you to make a mental note of everything you don't like in your house.
Mm-hmm.
Get a pad of paper and a pencil,
mm-hmm.
and write down everything that you don't like. And those are the things that you are going to remedy in the next 2 to 3 weeks.
Okay.
If you don't like those shoes, everything, as soon as we walk into our house is talking to us. Our
mm-hmm.
house is telling us what is not comfortable. So those shoes are not comfortable for you. You need to find a different place to put them. Because I know when I come to visit my wonderful sister Sushma
mm-hmm.
in Vancouver, you know, we take our shoes and we put them in the front hallway. After a while, the shoes just kind of multiply.
Mm-hmm.
And that bothers me too. So I make sure that I pick up my shoes and put them somewhere else. But that's something that's, it's a very indicative of what's happening. What else is happening when you walk into your home? What else don't you like?
I don't know. It's like so many problems going on with me. It's I think, somewhat contributed by the people living in that house.
Well, I can't help you with that. let's see. Why don't, you know, when you get a chance for the next couple of weeks, your homework is to really pay attention to your surroundings.
Mm-hmm.
And then you are more than welcome to write to me in an email what you have discovered, and I'll be more than happy to walk you through the process.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Have a good day.
You too.
Thank you, caller. Line 6, go ahead.
Hi. I have one question. I came from New Zealand 2 years ago, and we are looking for a business, and always we talk about it, and we just never decided to what we have to do. So anything wrong in your home, or I don't know what's happening.
Well, whenever you have cluttered thinking, what's going on is that you probably don't have a lot of organization in your house.
Yeah.
What's happening with all of your papers? Are you filing your papers? Are you organizing those things?
No.
Okay. Then what your job is to get a good filing system, filing cabinet.
Okay.
And in the next couple of weeks, get a good filing system going. Because the reason that you're having cluttered thinking is because your house is cluttered.
Okay.
So here's another good thing to do is get rid of 27 things. When you go home today, just bag them up and give them away. Don't even keep them or throw away 27 things. The minute that you start throwing stuff away that you don't need, your mind will start clearing up and you'll be able to make your decision.
Okay.
Thank you.
And I would like to one question. What kind of business we have to think, like food industries or something else?
What type of business should you open?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know your personality, so the best thing for you to do is, first, I want you to get rid of the clutter, and then you'll have a clearer state of mind.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling.
Line 5, go ahead. Hi there, Line 5.
Hi there.
Go ahead.
Actually, I want to ask... I don't know. I feel like there's much negative energy in my house.
Okay. So what happens, I mean, when you walk into the house, what are the things that you are noticing? This is a very interesting show today because we kind of started off with, isn't it?
Yes, we have.
I'm very interested. So tell me a little bit more about your house. What don't you like about it?
About my house? What
yes.
I don't like?
Yes.
It's nothing about my house. Like, I don't like, I love my house. It's a nice house.
Okay.
But most of the time I feel like we are fighting, quarreling. So
if you're fighting and quarreling, again, I want to know, do you have a mirror that is right across from your front door?
Yes. When I enter, I have a closet on left side.
Okay.
There is a big mirror there.
Okay. Is it Is it across from the front door or is it on the side of the front door?
It's on the side.
Okay, that's okay. I want to have a mirror on the side of the front door.
Okay.
So, okay, that's not a problem. The other thing that causes quarrels and fights is how you said to me that you love your house. Does everyone who lives in the house loves the house?
Everyone loves the house, yeah.
Okay. So if everybody loves the house, that's very interesting that you are still quarreling. What are the things that you don't like in the house? Let me ask you that question.
Actually, the only thing I don't like in my house is my living room. It's
okay.
Close to my kitchen.
Okay.
So always when we turn the TV on and I heard it when I'm in the kitchen, and it's caused me like trouble.
Okay, so you don't, that's one part of it that you don't like. So I think the other thing that I'd like for you to do is, even if you can't have fresh flowers or live plants, it would be great for you to have silk flowers or silk plants in the living room. And it might be a good idea to have a time when the television is not turned on so that you can have quiet time. To me, it sounds like that you're not getting peace of mind in the kitchen. So try that for a couple of weeks and see if that doesn't make things better.
Thank you, caller.
Okay.
Take care.
Thank you.
You're listening to RJ 1200. Sunita Sitara is on the line. And if you have any questions for Feng Shui, give us a call at 604-280-1200 or 604-299-8863. Line 2, thank you for waiting. Go ahead.
Hi, Sitara. How are you?
I'm good. Doing good. How are you?
I'm good. I hope you're staying warm.
No, I'm not.
Okay. My question to you is that, this year my husband and I, we both lost our job.
Okay.
And seems that I think we are very depressed in the house and we've been fighting.
Oh.
And everything, if I say anything good, you'll be always take a negative attitude towards me.
Okay.
So I was wondering, is the house or what it's all about?
Well, I'm so sorry to hear about you losing your job. So have you both been applying for new jobs? Has anything come up?
Nothing has come up, and we have to wait for a longer period to go back to the job where we are.
Okay.
But in the meantime, there is nothing in the market that we can apply for.
Okay. So this is what I'd like for you to do. When you are standing outside your front door and you're looking at your front door, on the right-hand side of your front door, I want you to find an angel and put it there, okay?
Okay.
On the outside, okay? So that's a very important thing. The reason that I'm asking you to do that is because that is the helpful people area of your home. So that means people who are going to help you find jobs or just different kinds of helpful people will come into your life because you have placed the angel.
Uh-huh.
Make sure that the angel that you're buying is an angel that you absolutely love, okay?
Uh-huh.
Not just any old angel, an angel that really, resonates with you.
But it's angel of love, right?
Angel of love. Doesn't matter. It needs to be something that you love, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that you need to do is on the left-hand side of your door, on the outside, hang a chime there, and what that will do is send out your name into the universe, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that's the other thing. So now when you open the door, do you have a mirror right across the door, or do you have a mirror on either side of the door?
It's on the cupboard, on the left, right. Now when I enter in, it's on the right-hand side, on the cupboard.
Okay, so that's okay. That's not a problem. So what you want to do is in the middle of your house, you really want to clear away clutter. You want to have earth tones like greens, browns, and yellows, like you can go ahead and put a green plant in there in the middle of your house. That will also help you to calm everybody's tempers down. The other thing I'd like for you to do also, like the other caller, is look at the things that you don't like in your house and get rid of them, because that holds a lot of negative energy, okay?
To be honest, Sitara, there is a house which I don't like. I cannot get rid of it because the way the builder has built a house,
yes,
not according to our plan.
No, I mean things that you don't like stuff, like
mm-hmm.
if you don't like an outfit, or you don't like...
Your clothes or something like that, caller. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you. Take care. Sunita, we're going to take a short break.
Okay.
And we've got line 3, 4, 5, 6 waiting. So
okay.
we'll take a short commercial break and we'll be right back. And when we come back, I'll come back to line number 3. So line number 3, stay with us, okay? Sunita will be with you in a minute.
Okay, great.
यूँ तो हमारी जिंदगी में ऐसे बहुत से अवसर आते हैं जब हम एक दूसरे को उपहार देते हैं। जी नहीं, ये कोई फूल नहीं जो कुछ दिनों में मुरझा जाएं। ये कुछ ऐसे अनमोल उपहार हैं जो हमारी सभ्यता का हिस्सा हैं। कभी एक माँ से उसकी बेटी तक, तो कभी एक दोस्त से दूसरे तक। ये हैं ACC ज्वेलर्स के खूबसूरत गहने। 9281 स्कॉट रोड डेल्टा में स्थित ACC ज्वेलर्स, नंबर 6045827884। ACC ज्वेलर्स, हमारी सभ्यता, हमारे गहने।
Nas Pharmacy, now with 2 convenient locations to serve you better. 6410 Main Street, on the corner of 48th and Main in Vancouver, and 12578 72nd Avenue, Kwantlen Square, near Sepsi Mandi in Surrey. Nas Pharmacy, dedicated towards helping you to stay healthier and building a healthier community. For information, call 604-325-3241 or 604-596-3241.
This February, Patiala returns to South Hall, coming to a cinema near you. 2011's most anticipated Bollywood film, Patiala House. An entertaining, heartfelt drama for the whole family, following one man's dream. Meet the Patiala family. Starring Akshay Kumar, Anushka Sharma, Rishi Kapoor and Dimple Kapadia. Patiala House, releasing nationwide from February 11. It's a B4U release.
ਤੁਸੀਂ ਸਨੀ ਦਾ ਰਿਪੋਰਟ ਕਾਰਡ ਦੇਖਿਆ
ਨਹੀਂ ਹੱਲੇ ਤਾਂ ਨਹੀਂ ਦੇਖਿਆ ਪਰ ਠੀਕ ਹੀ ਹੋਣਾ
ਠੀਕ ਕਿੱਥੇ ਆ ਮੈਥ ਵਿੱਚ ਸੀ ਮਾਈਨਸ ਸਾਇੰਸ ਵਿੱਚ ਸੀ ਸੋਸ਼ਲਸ ਵਿੱਚ ਸੀ ਤੇ ਇੰਗਲਿਸ਼ ਵਿੱਚ ਵੀ ਸੀ ਮਾਈਨਸ
ਹੈ ਇਹ ਕਿੱਦਾਂ ਮੈਂ ਜਦੋਂ ਵੀ ਦੇਖਦਾ ਉਹ ਤਾਂ ਪੜਦਾ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਕੰਪਿਊਟਰ ਤੇ
ਜੇ ਪੜਦਾ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਤੇ ਰਿਪੋਰਟ ਕਾਰਡ ਇੰਨੀ ਮਾੜੀ ਆਉਂਦੀ ਹੁਣ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਇਹ ਦੱਸੋ ਵੀ ਆਪਾਂ ਕਰਨਾ ਕੀ ਆ
ਚੱਲ ਕੋਈ ਨਾ ਤੂੰ ਫਿਕਰ ਨਾ ਕਰ ਅਸੀਂ ਇਹਦੀ ਟਿਊਸ਼ਨ ਲਾ ਦਿੰਨੇ ਆ ਆ ਲੈ ਫੋਨ ਨੰਬਰ ਤੇ ਫੋਨ ਕਰ ਹਾਇਰ ਗ੍ਰੇਡ ਲਰਨਿੰਗ ਸੈਂਟਰ ਨੂੰ ਤੇ ਬੁੱਕ ਕਰਾ ਦੇ ਇਹਦੀ ਫ੍ਰੀ ਅਸੈਸਮੈਂਟ
ਹੈ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਕਿੰਨੇ ਸਮਾਰਟ ਆ ਚੱਲ ਮੈਂ ਹੁਣੇ ਫੋਨ ਕਰਦੀ ਆ
ਉਹ ਤਾਂ ਅਸੀਂ ਹੈਗੇ ਹੀ ਆ
ਕਾਲ ਸਾਈਮਨ ਨਾਜ਼ ਟੂਡੇ ਐਟ 604-723-6400 ਬੁੱਕ ਏ ਫ੍ਰੀ ਅਸੈਸਮੈਂਟ ਫਾਰ ਯੋਰ ਚਾਈਲਡ ਐਟ ਵਨ ਆਫ ਆਰ 2 ਲੋਕੇਸ਼ਨਸ ਇਨ ਸਰੀ ਐਂਡ ਵੈਂਕੂਵਰ ਫਾਰ ਮੋਰ ਇਨਫੋਰਮੇਸ਼ਨ ਵਿਜ਼ਿਟ ਆਰ ਵੈਬਸਾਈਟ ਐਟ www.highergrade.ca
ਅਜੀਤ 1200 ਔਰ ਰੇਡੀਓ ਰਿਮਝਿਮ ਸੁਣ ਰਹੇ ਆਪ ਕਪਸ਼ਪ ਕਾ ਪ੍ਰੋਗਰਾਮ ਹੈ ਐਂਡ ਫਸਟ ਫ੍ਰਾਈਡੇ ਸੁਨੀਤਾ ਸਿਤਾਰਾ ਫਰੋਮ ਓਕਲਾਹੋਮਾ ਇਜ਼ ਜੁਆਇਨਿੰਗ ਅਸ ਸ਼ੀ ਇਜ਼ ਅ ਫੈਂਗ ਸ਼ੂਏ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਐਂਡ ਸੁਨੀਤਾ ਯੋਰ ਵੈਬਸਾਈਟ ਐਡਰੈਸ ਕੁਇਕਲੀ
ਯੈਸ ਇਟਸ www.sunitasitara.com
sunitasitara.com
yes
perfect thank you for waiting line 3 go ahead
hi Sushma ji
hi how are you
good how are you
mm-hmm, fine thank you
okay can I speak to Sunita Sitara
yes go ahead
yeah
my question is I have 2 children adult children
okay
and they're not working and if
okay.
they do find a job they can't keep it for long
okay
so, I'm thinking, like, why is it happening? They've found few jobs and then they just stayed for a month or two.
Okay.
Even less than a month, I should.
Okay, this is a great question. When you're standing outside your house, the middle right-hand area of your home is your children's area. So you need to figure out what room that is and make sure that that room is completely cleaned out and organized. So it's you stand outside, look at the front door. It's not the immediate front right, but it's the middle right area of your house is the children area, okay?
Okay.
So do you know what is there in that area?
There's a laundry there.
Okay, great. I'm really glad you told me that. So the laundry room, that does pose quite a few problems because the laundry room ends up being messy. So what I'd like for you to do is keep that room as clutter-free as possible and go ahead and have a green plant in there in the laundry room and make sure that whenever you do the laundry, you fold it up and take it out of there and keep that room as organized as possible.
Okay.
Thank you.
And can I ask you one more question?
Yeah, go ahead.
I applied for a full-time job. I mean, I have a job, but I applied for a full-time. Do you think I will get this job? I went for an interview.
That is a question for an astrologer.
yes, okay. I won't be able. I'm sorry, I won't be able to answer that. But
okay,
I'm hoping you'll get the job.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye bye. Line 4, go ahead.
Hi.
Hi.
Thanks for taking my call.
No sweat.
Actually, I want to know how come I have everything, but I don't have a happiness in my life. So I would like to know in family happiness.
Okay. Are you married or?
Yeah, I'm married. I have a daughter.
You have a daughter and you're married. So when
yes.
you're standing outside your front door and looking at your front door, what is happening in the far right-hand corner of your house?
In the front, outside front?
No.
Yeah.
When you're
back far right hand corner.
Inside your house.
Inside your house.
When I enter in, is my right hand side is my kitchen and bathroom.
Okay. So the bathroom is in the way back far right hand corner?
No, it's just when you enter in the house.
Okay. What is in the far right hand corner?
We have fireplace and TV, living room.
Okay. So I think it would be, I'm guessing that what's happening is that is your love and marriage area. So we need to figure out in that corner, in the living room, wherever the TV is, just put a vase that has two pink roses or two red roses made from silk red roses and put them in there. And I think that will bring love and romance back into your life. But go to my website and look at where the love and romance area would be in your house and figure that out. Or you can send me an email, okay?
Okay. So is that to put fresh flower every time? Or is
no, no, no.
You
silk.
Can do silk flowers.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Pink or red, right?
Pink or red, yes.
Okay.
Thank you,
Paula. I have purple there. And
no, pink or red.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye. Line 5, go ahead.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. I just have two questions. One is like for health, to like have a good health in the family.
Okay.
What should we do?
Okay.
Fantasy perspective. And the other thing is like to have just a good financial flow, like a normal, like I don't
okay.
know.
Okay.
Obviously, if I work hard, I'll get good money. But,
okay, great questions. Okay.
To maintain that.
As far as your health is concerned, the middle part of your home always concerns the health. So in that area, I always recommend that people have healthy plants, or if they can't have healthy plants, that they go ahead and have silk flowers or silk plants in there.
So
the other thing that you want to do is have candles, something made of metal, something made of wood, and earth
colors. What about the tortoise, the turtle?
I'm sorry?
A turtle, like, you know, the metal turtle?
Yeah, that would work. Yes, that would be.
I got that from India, but I don't know which. There has to be a specific direction for it to keep it, right?
You can actually keep the metal turtle in the middle of your home, and that'll take care of the metal element. And as far as your finances are concerned, make sure that your stove is always clean in the kitchen and that your kitchen is clutter-free.
The kitchen is clutter-free. Okay, and what's the other thing you said?
Keep your stove clean.
Make sure your stove is clean, yes.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Line 6, we lost line 6. Line 7, go ahead.
Hi there. I just wanted to ask from Sunita Ji that if I'm facing my house, on my right side, I have a garage, and inside the garage, I have a crawl space where...
Okay.
I usually store the stuff which I don't need immediately or lack of space or whatever reason I store a few things over there. How to keep garage and that area organized, like, so that I avoid having any future problems? Like, what I'm supposed to do in that right corner of the garage and the crawl space?
Okay, that's a very good question. This is something that you can do. You can just find a poster that has a picture of an angel on it, and put that in the crawl space or in your garage, because that will take care of your helpful people. Your garage sounds like to me it's your helpful people area. You know, we can't keep everything organized 100% of the time. So if you can even hang an angel in the window or a poster of an angel, that'll take care of that.
Okay, and one more question. On my right side, I do also have a laundry area.
Okay.
And that area is very dark. You were just suggesting the other lady to keep fresh plants. What if the plants keep dying in that area? Can I keep some fake plants in that area?
Yes, definitely get silk plants. Whenever you can't have real plants, I want you to get the silk plants, and they work just as well. So, yes, definitely keep that in the laundry area.
Thank you so much, Sunita ji. I really appreciate your help.
You're welcome.
Take care.
Bye.
Line 2, go ahead. Line 4, go ahead. Line 5, go ahead.
Hi there.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, I have a question. I'm having a really hard time trying to get tenants, and I don't know why. I don't know.
Okay.
You know, my neighbor, she gave me these little, like, dragon or gargoyles, and I put them in the front of my house, just about, like, just in front of the steps.
Uh-huh.
And I'm wondering if that's kind of stopping me from getting tenants.
Okay.
I don't know. That's a good question.
This is a rule of thumb. If you don't feel comfortable with doing something, don't do it. Now,
okay.
To me, it sounds like you don't like that, so take those gargoyles or, you know, gargoyles and dragons, they're all good protectors, but sometimes if you don't feel very comfortable about it, just take it and put it away. This is my rule of thumb for the front of your house.
Okay.
Two black pots on either side of your door, and in the summertime, red geraniums.
Okay.
And also have an angel on the right-hand side of your door. That will bring good people into your life.
Okay. What about a fairy? I have a little fairy.
Perfect. I love fairies. Yes, definitely
okay.
do
a I had
fairy.
It on the left side, but I heard you saying keep it on the right side, so I moved it to the right side.
Okay. And on the left side, you can always put a Buddha or Kuan Yin. You know, you guys live in Vancouver. You have the best Chinatown in the world besides China. So, you know, find a Kuan Yin or a Buddha that can go on the left side, but the fairy can live on the right side.
Okay, I have a Buddha as you enter my house, right on the right side of the wall, I have the Buddha, and then I have the white Buddha, the female
That's
version.
Fine. That's totally fine. I love that day, yes.
Okay.
Good
okay.
luck.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye. Line 6, go ahead.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi. Hanji, my Sushma ji, namaste.
Namaste ji.
What I wanted to ask is, meri beti ke room ke baare mein chahe ya, because she doesn't seem to have, she's a beautiful girl.
Uh-huh.
She doesn't seem to have any luck where romance or marriage thing is.
Okay. This is a perfect question. I'm so glad you called me.
Honey.
Okay, when you are looking at your daughter's bedroom, stand
Honey.
In the doorway of her bedroom, okay?
Honey.
Acha. Now, look to the far right-hand corner. You know, my son was single for quite a while, and Honey. I did this for his bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
I stood in his doorway, and I looked at the far right corner of his bedroom,
uh-huh.
and there I put a vase with a white vase with two pink roses in it.
Okay.
And so that's what I want you to do in the far right-hand corner
okay.
of her bedroom, and have her make sure that she keeps her bedroom clean and
mm-hmm.
organized, okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
She has a TV and a chest of drawer there, so the bedroom will have to be moved around, I guess.
Well, you know, if you can put the vase on top of the TV or on top of the chest of drawers, that's okay.
Okay.
That'll
okay.
work, yeah.
White
yeah.
vase with two pink roses?
And then call us, okay?
And then call me.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Well, that was great.
Yeah.
See, it's time for us to take the break for news.
Okay.
Boy, this hour has gone by so fast, and we still have callers with us.
Okay.
And we'll take line 4 when we come back, okay?
Okay, that
All
sounds
right.
good.
Sunita, great. So stay
okay.
with us.
Okay.
This is a public service announcement from InkyKiss.com.
The team at InkyKiss would like everyone to know that they're an environmentally friendly creative boutique and marketing agency. No animals are harmed during the design or construction of their website, logos, or other creative work. They're a green company by consistently providing the best value. They reduce electricity usage by business owners scouring the internet for deals. Finally, InkyKiss favors a wholesome organic approach to search internet marketing. You'll never find any chemicals, preservatives, or pesticides in their products. Learn how InkyKiss can help your business grow stronger, faster. Visit InkyKiss.com today. That's InkyKiss.com. Disclaimer, working with InkyKiss may cause gratuitous smiling.
जिंदगी जिस पर बड़ा नाज है हमें, क्या इसकी कभी परवाह भी की है हमने? किसी ने कह दिया तो इंश्योरेंस खरीद ली, क्या जाना भी कि इसका फायदा है या नहीं? अपनी सभी इंश्योरेंस जरूरतों के लिए, लाइफ, क्रिटिकल, इनकम प्लस, लॉन्ग टर्म केयर या डिसेबिलिटी के लिए आज ही सुदेश कालिया से मिलिए, जिन्हें 35 साल का एक्सपीरियंस है इस फील्ड में। याद रखें, कालिया इंश्योरेंस एंड फाइनेंशियल सर्विसेज के सुदेश कालिया, टेलीफोन नंबर 604-728-6740।
आपका जीवन भी उतना ही अमूल्य है, उसे सुरक्षित बनाइए।
ट्रिपल ए ऑटो कोलिजन, बॉडी शॉप पेंटिंग के लिए एक ही नाम, ट्रिपल ए ऑटो कोलिजन। ये ICBC ऑथराइज्ड एक्सप्रेस वैली शॉप है। याद रखिए, अब आपको ICBC जाने की कोई जरूरत नहीं, क्लेम नंबर लेकर सीधे पहुंच जाएं ट्रिपल ए ऑटो कोलिजन में, या फोन करें हरमेश शर्मा 6042991054। एनी टाइप ऑफ ऑटो बॉडी पेंटिंग के लिए एक ही नाम, ट्रिपल ए ऑटो कोलिजन एक्सप्रेस वैली शॉप बर्नबी में।
Do you know or work for a company that recognizes and respects diversity? Wouldn't it be great if that company got recognized? Diversity Community Resources Society does just that by handing out awards to deserving companies of all sizes and all categories. If you know a business that has culturally diverse practices in the workplace and is a champion for cultural diversity, nominate them for a Cultural Diversity Award. The nomination deadline is February 25th, so go to DCRS.ca and download the form today. RG1200 is a proud sponsor of the Cultural Diversity Awards for Business.
Yeah, RG1200 News Update.
Good afternoon, I'm Trevor McManus. The SPCA will be in court today demanding the release of documents detailing the graphic slaughters of about 100 sled dogs near Whistler. The BC branch of the nonprofit agency, which is tasked with enforcing animal cruelty laws, obtained a court order from WorkSafe BC's file on the case, but the compensation board is seeking exemption. It was a leaked version of that file that prompted authorities to launch investigations into allegations a man shot the dogs last April and buried them in a mass grave. A WorkSafe BC spokeswoman says the agency can't simply release confidential records, but will disclose whatever a judge orders them to produce. Prime Minister Harper and U.S. President Obama met for more than an hour this afternoon in the Oval Office discussing developments in Egypt and border security. Obama says the two had a very successful day and that they've agreed to work more closely to improve border security and improve the free flow of goods and people. Obama says the situation in Egypt is still fluid and the U.S. is sending a strong message that attacks on reporters, human rights organizations, and peaceful protesters are unacceptable. And he's firm that the transition process leading to free and fair elections needs to begin now. He spent almost 50 years trying to make things better, but David Suzuki says environmental progress has gone backwards. The Canadian scientist was presented a Lifetime Achievement Award in Vancouver last night, but says he takes no pleasure in the recognition. The 74-year-old has watched carbon flood the atmosphere, oil spill in the ocean, and ecosystems get paved over. Suzuki has written 52 books and hosts CBC's The Nature of Things. In sports, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell is hoping a new labor deal can be completed in the next few weeks. Goodell and union officials are scheduled to meet tomorrow in Dallas, the host city for Sunday's Super Bowl. It's their first formal bargaining session since November. And the top Canadian player in the CFL is going to try his luck south of the border. Saskatchewan slotback Andy Fantuz has signed with the NFL Chicago Bears. Fantuz was named top Canadian after recording almost 1,400 receiving yards with the Riders last season. In the markets, the Canadian dollar closed at 101.17 cents U.S., up 26 one-hundredths of a cent. The U.S. dollar stood at 98.84 cents Canadian, down 26 one-hundredths of a cent. Currently in Abbotsford and Surrey, it's overcast and 11. In Vancouver, it's cloudy and 12. Time on the roundup is 10 minutes to the hour. I'm Trevor McManus with the RJ1200 News Update.
ਜੇ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਅੰਗਰੇਜ਼ੀ ਬੋਲਦੇ ਹੋਵੋ ਤਾਂ ਚੰਗੀ ਨੌਕਰੀ, ਚੰਗੀ ਪੜ੍ਹਾਈ ਅਤੇ ਆਪਣੇ ਪਰਿਵਾਰ ਲਈ ਬਿਹਤਰ ਭਵਿੱਖ ਹਾਸਲ ਕਰਨਾ ਸੌਖਾ ਹੈ। ਵੈਲਕਮ ਵੀਸੀ ਤੁਹਾਡੀ ਮਦਦ ਕਰ ਸਕਦਾ ਹੈ। ਉਹ ਕਈ ਇਲਾਕਿਆਂ ਵਿੱਚ ਅੰਗਰੇਜ਼ੀ ਦੀਆਂ ਕਲਾਸਾਂ ਲਾਉਂਦੇ ਹਨ। ਕਲਾਸਾਂ ਦੇ ਸਮੇਂ ਤੁਹਾਡੀ ਸੁਵਿਧਾ ਮੁਤਾਬਿਕ ਹਨ। ਕੁਝ ਕਲਾਸਾਂ ਵਿੱਚ ਤਾਂ ਬੱਚਿਆਂ ਦੀ ਮੁਫਤ ਸੰਭਾਲ ਵੀ ਕੀਤੀ ਜਾਂਦੀ ਹੈ ਅਤੇ ਇਹ ਪੜ੍ਹਾਈ 100% ਮੁਫਤ ਹੈ। ਸ਼ੁਰੂ ਕਰਨ ਲਈ welcomevc.ca ਤੇ ਜਾਓ ਜਾਂ ਫੋਨ ਕਰੋ 1-800-668-2800 ਤੇ। ਬ੍ਰਿਟਿਸ਼ ਕੋਲੰਬੀਆ ਸੂਬੇ ਵੱਲੋਂ ਇੱਕ ਸੁਨੇਹਾ।
RJ 1200 और रेडियो रिमझिम सुन रहे हैं आप। गपशप का प्रोग्राम है। सुनीता इज विद अस। सुनीता, हाउ आर यू डूइंग?
आई एम डूइंग ग्रेट, थैंक यू।
एंड वी हैव गॉट लाइन फोर वेटिंग। लाइन फोर, गो अहेड।
ओके,
हाय सुषमा जी।
हेलो, हाउ आर यू डूइंग?
फाइन, थैंक यू सुषमा जी।
सो गो अहेड, आस्क योर क्वेश्चन
फॉर सुनीता।
ओके,
व्हेन आई एंटरिंग टू माय हाउस, व्हेन आई स्टैंडिंग इन फ्रंट ऑफ माय हाउस,
ओके,
ऑन द मेन फ्लोर आई हैव अ रेड रूम, पाउडर रूम, and okay. when I go upstairs, I have a living room, and then I have my pantry, then the kitchen.
Okay.
And there's nothing after the kitchen. I have a sun deck, but that is between the kitchen, and then comes my family room, then comes my son's bedroom. So
okay.
my sun deck is behind the middle room, that's my family room.
Okay.
So
okay.
I understand that my vault area is my kitchen.
Okay, yes, it is, yes.
It is, right? And I
yeah.
have put green, lush green light plant in the will be left corner of the kitchen.
Okay, great.
And I do keep my stove clean.
Okay.
And I want to ask you, should I put anything on the dining table? Like, I usually have nothing on there.
Okay.
Except the maps.
Okay.
And the other question is that when I look upstairs, when I'm going upstairs, right, when my stairs finish, I have a table there with, it's a glass table, but it's with the elephant,
okay.
bottom part is elephant, and its trunk is going up, and
okay.
on the top of that, I have put my Buddha and my Ganeshji and a bell and dried rose flowers. Is that correct? Should that be that way?
Okay, the dried rose flower, is that a real rose that's been dried?
Yes, real rose that have been dried, yeah.
Okay, so what happens is that's dead energy. So I do want you to take the dried rose away. Do you love the dried rose?
I do.
You do? Okay, all right, so this is what I want you to do. I want you to think about it for the next couple of days, whether you absolutely love the red rose because the other dried rose.
No, I can change them. I can put them away somewhere else. I can put them in my family room, or I can put them in bedroom.
Well,
I have some other dried roses in my washroom.
Yeah, the problem with this is my problem with something that's dried and which was once alive and now it's dead.
Okay.
So it's the dead energy. So I want you to kind of think about that and then decide whether you want to keep it. The table with the Ganeshji and the Buddha and all of that is perfect.
Okay.
Your kitchen, if on your dining room table, if you want to put a fake plant on there or a fake greenery, that's a very good thing. Now, are you having problems with finances or
that's
are you
right,
doing
I am, yeah. I feel like when we are going one step ahead and coming two steps back. That's how we feel.
So if your sun deck sticks out, I think that you might have a missing area. So go to my website and then look at that, and then you can always send me an email. But the dried rose causes me a little bit of concern, but
I can definitely
want you
take them off. That's not a problem.
Okay.
So
but
can
you're going
like to green bamboo, small bamboo?
That's a great idea to do the green bamboo in your kitchen, actually, and even especially on your dining room table, the green growing, you know, curly bamboo, that would be a great
I have green bamboo in my kitchen, but it's on in my window by my sink, not on
that's
the dining
okay.
table.
That's okay. Wherever it's going to thrive, that's where I'd keep it.
It is there. Yeah, it is there. And on the corner of the kitchen, on the left corner of the kitchen, I have a green plant, live green plant.
Yeah, you're doing everything right. So let's keep our fingers crossed.
Oh, okay.
But do look at her map, because what Sunita is saying about the missing area, then send her an email and she'll be able to explain what to do. Okay.
Okay, sure.
Thank you
can
so
I
much.
Can I have your website also, please?
It's www.sunita,
yep.
S-U-N-I-T-A, Sitara, S-I-T-A-R-A.com.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Take
thank
care.
Thank you. Bye.
Line 5, go ahead. Thank you for waiting.
Hi, Shishmani.
How are you?
Hi, Sunita. How are you?
Hello, G.
I heard from a lot of people. I think I'll have to change that in my house. I have dark furniture in the house. I have black leather couches. I have dark cherry color dining seats. So does that affect on financials to
it
have dark color stuff in your house?
It actually affects your health. So you have a black leather couch, did you say?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you, I mean, you know, that probably cost you quite a bit of money. Black is a good color to have in, you know, where your front door is. But I think in the middle of your house, is it possible for you to change this furniture?
It is possible. It will cost me a little. definitely, you know, anything to make things better. Because with my finances, I mean, both of us are working, but the money just doesn't seem to stay in the house. It's
well,
just no matter how hard we work.
This is what I want you to do. I want you to, and this is for everyone who has a tough time with finances, and this is going to take work. You have to, every single month, sit down and write down every expense. No matter where you're spending your money, even if you go to the, you know, to the corner store, to the convenience store, and you're spending money, it's a good idea to write down what you are bringing in and what you're spending. I can guarantee you, you'll be able to figure out where your money is going. This is an exercise I did for myself about 15 years ago, and I realized, you know, you run into the convenience store, you spend money without even thinking about it. So that's something that I'd like for you to do.
What the problem where it comes from is something goes wrong, and then we have to end up spending money on it. Like I'm in a condo, so
okay.
I had a water leak which is not preventable,
yeah.
And then
okay.
I'm actually owing money to the person who lives downstairs because
okay.
my condo caused them, you know, water damage. So
well,
stuff like that that's not controlled by
right.
us.
Okay, so what I'd like for you to do is look at your kitchen and make sure that the kitchen is organized and clean and that your stove is in good health. And what was your other question?
My question was whether it's good to have dark furniture in the house. Basically, everything in my house is dark because me and my husband, we love black color.
What can they put maybe colored cushions on that, Sunita?
That's a very good solution, Sushma. I mean, with the black sofa, you know, you spent a lot of money. But yes,
right.
I would take Sushma's advice and put different color.
Yeah, red or cushions that color, okay?
The same
yeah.
with my bedrooms.
Caller, we are out of time. Let me give you Sunita's email address and her website.
Okay.
Do send her a mail, and that will give you a detailed answer. It's www.sunitasitara.com.
Okay, great.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Last call of the day, line 6. Thank you for waiting.
I just want to ask you, like, I have a problem, financial problems, and like I have one door money come in and 1,000 windows going out.
Who doesn't?
So tell me your problem.
Like,
money.
I'm just thinking,
money?
Like, you know, is it like when I enter in a house, like on the left side first is the washroom.
Okay.
And then on the right side is the kitchen.
Okay.
And then after the washroom on the left side is the staircase, and straight
okay.
is our living room.
Okay.
So
you know,